Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatment to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh lovers. In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
You have a new text message.
There we do.
You have a new text message.
Because it's called Text Roulette, your chance to get something solved in your life. All you have to do is text in. We call it Text Roulette. It's brought to you by the Amato Automotive Group, home of warranty forever. You got an issue in life? We're going to spin the Text Roulette wheel and take a look at our list.
Let's do it.
15.
And number 15. Ooh, this is a short one. 10, 11, 12, 15. My wife admitted to an emotional affair with a dad at our kid's school.
Ooh.
Should I forgive her? That is the text.
That
the
is.
Text roulette. I'm surprised because I didn't even like vet this one. I didn't even look through. I just went boom right to 15 and there it is staring at you at the face.
That's a very serious situation.
Yeah.
At your kid's school?
My wife admitted to an emotional affair with a dad at our kid's school. Should I forgive her?
Oh. So that means he probably knows the dad and has seen the dad and
yeah.
Sat next to the dad at the spring concert and Christmas
probably
concert.
Shook this guy's hand. How you doing? Good. Yeah. The kid's good. Yeah.
What started as a simple text about, can you pick up Jimmy from school yeah. has maybe right. turned into something more.
And then all of a sudden we're at soccer practice together, chumming it up. They
Should
had a little connection,
I
maybe.
Forgive her. Well, from personal experience, I was cheated on.
Emotionally?
No, it wasn't emotional. It was physical.
Okay. Well, this is emotional.
It was physical. And I was in a really serious relationship with this person. I know, but I'm trying to just go down the path of what happened when I was cheated on.
Okay.
And, I mean, it is humiliating. It's crushing. It's embarrassing. It's hurtful. You get angry. I mean, it's all the emotions. Anger. You start thinking, did I do something wrong? You start gaslighting yourself, which, no. This person made that choice, and there's consequences to that action. And I do remember, and I say it here on the show a lot, I learned it from Dr. Phil. I know, Radar, your least favorite person.
Not really a fan of Dr. Phil.
But the person that has nothing to hide, hides nothing. And when I...
He says that every episode, too, by the way.
Well, when I decided to to try to work through things with that person,
okay,
that was the motto that I took, that like you need to be an open book to completely get through this. And I remember there were still these trust issues, and I was still struggling with it. And one of my very best friends, Andrea, about a year and a half later, at one point said to me, she's like, you either need to forgive. I don't believe in the forgive and forget. Like, you don't forget, especially women. We don't forget. You need to forgive and move on, or end the relationship because putting him through a life sentence when he was doing all of the work and doing all things that were asked of me, mm-hmm. it came down to, can I work through that or not? And I did. And we were together for 13 years. And the cheating happened in the first year of our relationship. And there never was an issue after that. So I think you can, but you have to give yourself time to process this, maybe seek some professional help. There's no rush to figure it out. And if she admitted to this, perhaps she recognizes this was wrong and I want to come clean.
Mm-hmm. Is this?
And take your kid to a different school because you don't want to see the dad.
Oh, all of a sudden we're starting to make all these changes. No, yeah. is an emotional affair? I mean, is that equal? I'm asking and I'm being inquisitive. Not trying to play devil's advocate here. Is that equivalent to cheating? It's an emotional affair.
Yes.
Like, I'm looking up the definition. It's a relationship characterized by deep emotional intimacy and closeness, mimicking a romantic relationship, but without physical intimacy. Somebody else says it's when someone starts to depend on the outside relationship to satisfy the emotional needs.
There you go. And that.
So it's not
it's something that
physical.
But something you're doing behind your partner's back that they don't know about is a form of dishonesty. And if you're asking, is an emotional affair cheating? Yes, because you were giving your heart and your mind to somebody else outside of the marriage and probably discussing things that shouldn't have been discussed with someone else that wasn't your husband, in this case, for the woman that had the emotional affair with the dad at the kid's school.
Let me ask this now. Does it matter if it's the same sex? Like if you were spilling your heart and soul out to another woman, is that still like an emotional affair? Like you're telling this other person close, intimate, secret things about, like you were just mentioning.
No, that's not the same thing.
That's different. Why isn't it the same thing?
Because there isn't.
Talking to a guy is different. You can't have guy friends that are close.
Because, Radar, an emotional affair, I don't think is, let's just talk about parenting our kids. I don't think that's what's happening here.
So it matters about the sex. It matters.
What you're attracted to, sexually what you're attracted to is what I feel like.
But this isn't a sexual thing.
It's an emotional affair.
It's an emotional. Okay, so you can have an emotional affair with like a best friend that is the same sex as you. You can't have that emotional affair is what I'm saying.
There's a huge difference between talking to someone that's a friend compared to talking to an emotional affair tells me this is talking about your I think there's a sexual nature there. I think there's a sexual undertone. Yes.
So my wife's friend, Mick, who was friends with me and her, and they used to talk about so much stuff back in the day when my kids were little, and then he got married and they moved. He's actually the godfather of my youngest daughter.
That's awesome.
That's awesome, yeah. But they would hang out. Hey, I'm going to go out after work, blah, blah, blah. We're going to do stuff. Nothing ever happened. There was nothing that crossed the line.
Her admitting an emotional affair tells me something.
Oh, yeah.
Tells me something did cross the line, and tells me that there were conversations that were being had that the husband didn't know. That is different than hanging out with someone of the opposite sex and talking about your life.
Okay, so let me go back now. You just said hanging out with him and telling him things that the husband didn't know. If you told things to a female friend that the husband didn't know, and it got really deep into things that were going on in your marriage or whatever, that would be okay because it's a woman. But because it's a man, that's an emotional affair, and that's not good. We're kind of getting
off. Because there would never be a point in, I think I would leave my husband for this girlfriend.
What? It doesn't
that would
say,
never
now,
happen.
Wait a minute. The text does not say she thought about leaving me. My wife admitted to an emotional affair with a dad
meaning
at our kid's
she
school.
She knows that there was things that were being discussed that were not appropriate that the husband wouldn't like.
We could go back and forth and back and forth. My wife admitted to an emotional affair with a dad at our kid's school. Should I forgive her? That's the question. It sounds like Elizabeth and I are kind of like on opposite. I mean, yes, you should forgive her.
I get what you're trying to say here and question, but if there is the word emotional affair,
she admitted to it.
Says everything you need to know. There were things discussed that weren't appropriate.
Should I forgive her? Anybody been in this type of situation? 414-432-1099. It's Text Roulette on the Mix.
We'll get to your calls coming up, but first, a break from our sponsors.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average.
and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Attention, ladies in the Leawood area. Beaumont Health and Wellness is here and offers award-winning wellness and beauty treatments like hormone therapy, weight loss, body contouring, microneedling, and injectables. Right now, get our $147 hormone replacement starter kit, including a private consultation, precision blood work, and a free B12 shot to recharge your body. Beaumont Health and Wellness, luxuriously bold, effortlessly sexy, undeniably you. Call 913-261-9855 or book now at BeaumontHealthKS.com.
Text roulette today. My wife admitted to an emotional affair with a dad at our kid's school. Should I forgive her? And we turn to you, Mixed Family, at 414-432-1099. BJ, what do you think about this situation?
Well, I think the forgive thing, that's tough. That's a tough one because, like Elizabeth was saying, I think if there's an emotional
connection,
there's an emotional connection there, which, like Elizabeth was saying, there could be sexual undertone, but
it could lead to that kind of thing. I get what you're saying.
Well, it's an emotional. You're making a connection. An intimate connection. It's not physical. It could at some point, it could be you're developing feelings for them that is inappropriate because you're married.
Yeah.
So.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Have you experienced this in your life? Can you speak from experience? Anybody you know, yourself?
No, I haven't. But I see exactly where that's going.
Yeah.
And that's why she is feeling guilty, because maybe she's starting to develop these feelings and she's feeling guilty that she's got to tell her husband.
Right. And she did. She admitted it. So now the husband's asking, should I forgive her? What do you think?
And she's got to put the brakes on that. And I think she should be forgiven. And I believe in second chances. She came forward and admitted it.
Yeah, okay. Right. That's very telling that she recognized that this
there.
Was wrong.
Yeah.
And there is a text that came in to the text line.
BJ, thanks for the call.
Thank you, BJ. Look up the definition for emotional affair. It calls it a deep emotional connection that mimics a relationship, which is why her stepping up and admitting this, she recognized this is going to go too far. And here's another text that we received. Emotional affair is worse. Something important was missing for her in her marriage. Ooh. And instead of her making the decision to go to her husband about it, she chose to open up and get that from someone else.
And
I personally don't believe you can come back from that because it betrays the biggest part of the foundation of a marriage.
Ooh, that's tough. Yeah, and another text says, most likely there's a physical attraction too, not just that emotional. It starts almost like what BJ was saying. It starts with that emotional and then worked its way into the physical. So obviously, this texter is saying, hey, you know what? There was probably a little bit more that was going to happen, but the wife admitted to an emotional affair with a dad at the kid's school. So should I
change
forgive
the
her?
School?
Change the school, you're saying? We're out
I mean,
of there.
I don't know. Maybe you can't do that, but
no.
That's going to be really tough to have to see that person
right.
And work through that. Let's go to Old Soul Joan here on line number two. Okay, Old Soul Joan. So what do you think? Should he forgive his wife for admitting to the emotional affair with the dad at their kid's school?
Okay. This is a tough one because for the fact that for me personally, when it comes to cheating, I'm like, forget it. No way. That's my bottom line. But you said a lot of words of wisdom there, Elizabeth. I'm really impressed.
Oh, wow. Hey, thanks, Old Soul Joan.
Old Soul Joan, yeah.
I get this from Old Soul Joan, who is just full of wisdom.
Yes, you're full of wisdom. Because of the fact, one, she had an emotional affair, and she did come clean to him. And I do feel that there is something maybe missing within their relationship that they should seek counseling.
Yeah, she's reaching out to say, hey, I'm telling you this because I want to make this work.
Here. Right. There's something wrong here. We need help here. However, at the same token, emotional affairs radar is really important because of the fact that if you can't share it with your spouse or your significant other, there's something lacking. And that means easier for you to go somewhere else.
Yes, you know,
It's easier for you to branch out to another romantic partner. But the thing is you said something that really hit me, and that was the fact that if you can go through your thing and you can go through those conversations and everything like that, and you can let it go where it's not going to come back in a future argument or a future problem, then, you know, if you can let it go and that's in the past and you worked it out, then it's fine. You should stay together.
Yeah, you're right. Because my wife does that kind of thing. Remember when you and I'm like, oh, no, wait, you're not going to bring that back
up. But that's when I was talking about in my last relationship, really when I was cheated on very early in the relationship. It was the friend that gave me that advice. My best friend, Andrea, said about a year and a half later, she's like, you either need to truly forgive and move on, stop putting him through a life sentence, because it ends up just also, by the way, torturing you, the person. You're reliving it. You're going through that.
You have that constant feeling.
And Old Soul Joan, I love everything that you said, and we're going to send this back to the mixed listener that sent in the question this morning. Here's another text. We can wrap up with this. Slowly forgive. But it sounds like she had nowhere else to go for that. Maybe the husband's not available or interested in these kinds of talks. And men needs to change when it comes to that. That, yes, there's something she wasn't getting. And
from him. Yeah.
From him. And again, not saying this was his.
No, it's not his fault.
The mixed listener, this wasn't your fault, but there was a disconnect. There's
a
disconnect.
It takes two to make a relationship.
Right. It does. Mm-hmm. And it can take two for it to fall apart as well.
Sure.
Joan, thanks for calling into the show this morning. We appreciate it.
No problem. You take it easy.
Yeah, you as well.
And if you have an issue in your life, hey, bring it to Text Roulette 414-432-1099. Hopefully we or our mixed family can help you solve that situation. And who knows, when you text in that problem, we may be landing on your text sometime here on the show.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.